Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
StoryCorps, Public Radio's oral history project, came to Boston's Museum of Science for the opening of a special exhibition called Race, Are We So Different? The interactive show presents a historical and scientific look at the concept of race, exposing both its wide-ranging effects on society and its limits as a purely cultural construct. This morning, in our series of conversations among visitors to the exhibition, a scientist explains how limited racial variation really is and offers an explanation of why that variation exists at all. Mary Calamaris interviews her husband, John Quackenbush.
Why don't we begin by you telling me about where you're doing your work?
I'm currently a professor at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and at Harvard University at the Harvard School of Public Health. My work really focuses on, you know, how we use genomics and computational approaches in bioinformatics.
Let me interrupt. What's genomics? And so, what's computational biology?
Okay, so the Human Genome Project recognized that in each one of our cells, we carry DNA, and that DNA has the blueprint for making us who we are. What the scientists in 1990 recognized was we could get a catalog of all of those genes, all of those blueprints. And genomic science is an attempt to try to take that information and to use it to understand what goes wrong in disease. It's an extraordinary amount of information, and sorting through it and making sense of it now with technologies that allow us to look at many people really require computational approaches just to dig through the data.
So I just want to touch on the work that you're doing right now, but also let's tie it into where we are today, Boston Museum of Science's exhibit on race.
One of the things at the exhibit here that really struck me points out that race is more a sociological construct than anything else, and it was used by people to exert power and to set social hierarchies. And I think the genome has told us a lot about race. You know, if you look at the genome, the difference between any two individuals, black or white or any color in the spectrum, is really extraordinarily minor compared to the similarities. The difference between any two of us is about one part in a thousand. You know, if you really look at racial discrimination, the people that have been most discriminated against in this country, people of color, people from Africa, they're really our ancestors. We came from Africa. And that history is just clearly encoded within the genome. You know, if you look at the evolution of race, white skin is simply an adaptation for people who moved out of Africa to be able to synthesize enough vitamin D to be able to survive. What the genome really sort of underscores is the fact that it's an adaptation, nothing more. It's not something that makes people any different than any others. But, you know, if you think back about the question you asked me about race and what it means, my current work now, it's really gotten me excited. I think it's probably my biggest scientific accomplishment. What we've started to recognize over the last 6 months is that variation gives biological systems an amount of robustness. Too little variation is actually bad. And what it really points out is that some of the strength of the human race is in its variation and the differences, not in homogeneity.
John Quackenbush, interviewed by his wife, Mary Calamaris, at the Museum of Science in Boston. Next Monday, our series continues with a mother and son who take delight in cultural differences and use humor to diffuse racial prejudice. To hear more stories and to meet the people we've been hearing from in this series, go to WBUR.org and click on StoryCorps. StoryCorps Boston is produced by WBUR's George Hicks.